Hello, I am Elvira, and I am the Lord's servant for this ministry called The Fruit Factory. The Fruit Factory is a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. And I will say again, that true Israel is not the current Israel that you see that has that satanic flag with a witchcraft sign on it, calling themselves children of God. Those people are what the Lord has called the synagogue of Satan. Those who pretend to be Jews but are not. You can read more about that in Revelation 2 verse 9 and Revelation 3 verse 9. The true Israel is still scattered around the world, but not for long, because the time for regathering is here. And the Lord has sent me as his messenger to Israel to proclaim that he's ready to start regathering us and send us to the land of the promise. So I am here to talk about all of the prophecies he's given me, the revelation that he has entrusted me with on that topic, on the topic of the End Times Church, because the End Times Church is going to be grafted onto true Israel, and they are co-heirs with us. They are co-heirs with us in this promise. And when it comes to true Israel and the church, only those who are fruitful will make it. So just being of Israel is not enough to make it. It is the fruitful who will make it. Israel, there are people who are not of Israel who will know how to be fruitful and they will make it. And you will sit there calling yourself a son of Jacob or a daughter of Jacob. But you continue to live in debauchery, you continue to lie, you continue to disapprove the word of God. You will come here and say that I am a false prophet and then turn around and spend $500 to go to a conference where a supposed prophet will teach you how to prophesy, when in truth you do not learn how to prophesy. It is a gift that God gives you. He puts it in you. He decides what you will prophesy, how you will prophesy it. He is the giver, the appointer, the elector of his prophets, of his true prophets. Prophecy is not something that you can teach to someone, this office. You do not teach it. You do not transfer it. You are chosen by God before your birth, just like the Lord told Jeremiah that before you were in your mother's womb, I had selected you, I had appointed you to be a prophet to the nations, to speak to them, to proclaim to them what I will put in your mouth. So people will talk about, before I move forward, people will talk about, what about Elisha, who received his calling from Elijah, who was his mentor? Yes, Elisha received his calling from Elijah, but Elijah received the instruction from God. And it goes back to what I was saying. It is God who decides. God elected Elisha. Elijah was only a means that God used to let him know that he was elected. That's it. And I am certain that Elisha had encounters with God. I don't even doubt it, because you cannot be a prophet if you do not have those direct encounters, if you do not listen to the Lord's voice all the time, every day, if you do not live in fellowship with him, in communication with him. God should not need to wait until you are sat and reading the Bible or You are worshiping and praying to him for him to give you a prophecy. He can decide to give you a prophecy at any moment of time in the day. Because when you are the prophet of God, you belong to him. Your life does not belong to you. All of us who are of God, our lives should not belong to us. But we are so selfish, so self-absorbed, that this is something that has been lost. And this ministry is here to restore that. Your prophets who go around in conferences, go around taking money from people to create fanfare. Your prophets who are celebrities, reality TV celebrities on social media. Which prophet has the time? Which true prophet of God has the time for that? Currently, at this moment that I am recording this, I am doing this full time. I am in a season where this is all I do all day. And I wouldn't be able to imagine if I had to do half the things that these prophets, these false prophets, stand out there to do. I don't even have enough time in a day to be publishing all the prophecies the Lord has given me. I'm just getting started and I already do not have enough time in the day to publish what he's given me to publish. True prophets will not have time for that rubbish. You don't, because everything is consumed by what the Lord has to tell you, what he has given you to do, what he has entrusted you with. And you still have to conduct a decent life outside of what he's given you, or outside of your office as a prophet, because he has still given you other things to do, people to care for, people to mentor. Right? You need to have fellowship with other believers. You have a family. You have friends. You have, for those who have school, you have school. For those who have a job, you have a job. But the Lord has already told me that how Israel would react to this ministry. So I know what's coming for me. And I've made peace with it because I do not work for Israel. I have been sent to Israel, but I do not work for Israel. I work for God. You see, there's a difference. But I hope that Israel will wake up. There is a prophecy. There are many prophecies, actually, that the Lord has been releasing about the difference between true and false prophets. You can find that on the website, thefruitfactory.co. Part of those prophecies have already been published here as episodes. One of those episodes is called The Treacherous Nation. Another one of these episodes is called The Call, True Prophetic Calling Revealed. There is one episode also in that series that is called The Litmus Test of Jesus Christ, How to Detect a True Prophet and to Discern True Prophets from False Prophets. So this series about true and false prophecy right now has four prophecies already published. If you go to the website, you go under the Micah 3 series. And Micah is actually a scripture that I would advise you to read, Micah 3. In that chapter, the Lord talks extensively about false leadership, bad leadership, and false prophets. And he tells Israel what happens to a nation who does not have the right leaders, and what happens to those prophets who decide to preach either from witchcraft or out of their own minds. So please do go and read that. With that being said, I will invite you to subscribe if you are so inclined, if this is the type of information that you'd be interested in, and if you are ready to commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ and to bear fruit for him. In this ministry, no one is going to give you sugary doctrine. No one is going to pat you on the back, because I am here to help the Lord in his process of purging and pruning the church. I am here to proclaim his word. And the Lord is not the way you've been taught that he is. in church. And it is precisely because you've not taught the right way that he is, that you are living a filthy life and you think that you're going to heaven. You are shacking up and you think that you will be in the promised land when the regathering happens. You are having an affair and you think that you will be amongst those who will cross the gates of Jerusalem because you're an Israelite. And the men who are teaching you that, they themselves are witches and warlocks. They are wizards. They have sister wives and whatnot. So the source of your information is polluted. It is false. And that already is the first thing that must be amended. So please do read that series on the website, thefruitfactory.co. There is the Micah 3 series, and there you will see the prophecies that the Lord himself gave, teachings that he himself dictated to me, and I wrote it down and I published it there. There is also a prophecy against Lovi Elias, who is a false prophet. He originally had a prophetic calling upon his life, and then he abandoned the Lord. Today he serves Baphomet, Leviathan, and Jezebel. So if you're listening to that man, I don't know what I can do for you. All I can say is repent. Go and read the prophecy, the warning that the Lord made me publish on his to him. And then read the litmus test, read the call, read A Treacherous Nation. All of the articles under that series are going to be sobering. If there are people you watch randomly online, you call themselves your online pastors, it is going to be sobering to you. So that being said, today I am going to be, in this audio, this publication, I'm going to be reading out the prophecy that the Lord gave me on Eddie Murphy. This was on August 14th, 2024. And it is a part of prophecies that I am receiving from Hollywood. I do have a history with Hollywood, and you can learn all about that under the My History with Hollywood and Warning to Denzel Washington, that prophecy. You can find it here on the audio platforms, and you can also find it on the website. Without further ado, I'm going to go into the prophecy that the Lord made me publish for Eddie Murphy. I have to do a disclaimer that this is very graphic, so you should brace yourself for what you're about to hear. And it is definitely not advisable for people who are not adults. So let's go. I, Elvira, received this prophecy about Eddie Murphy through a vision from the Lord on the afternoon of August 14th, 2024. I was feeling tired because I had not gotten much sleep the night before, and I decided to take a short nap so that I could power through the rest of the evening. A few minutes after, I closed my eyes, but while I was still wide awake, a sudden picture of Eddie Murphy appeared to me. Eddie Murphy is not someone that I follow, and I have only ever watched three of his projects, the two Coming to America movies, and a short clip of the comedy special that he'd made where he was wearing a type of red leather ensemble. I do not recall the name of this special. I watched it on YouTube back in the day when I was still watching things on the internet. And I was taken aback a little bit by this picture. And it came so suddenly and rapidly in a heavy way. It was unexpected. The vision came to me as a photograph of Eddie, as if It was the front cover of a Hollywood magazine. He was wearing a crown and he had a bright smile on his face. This static picture lasted a few seconds before me. It was just that picture that I was looking at. So I asked the Lord, "Lord, Eddie Murphy, why am I seeing this man?" And then the image began to move as if the camera was moving from top to bottom across the frame. And as it did, words began to appear at the bottom of the picture, one after the other. And these are the words that appeared there. The first word was pedophile. And then the second word appeared, cannibal. And then the third word appeared, or it's not a word, it was a phrase, king of the satanic comedy kingdom. So these are the three things that appeared underneath the picture. And I was reading this and I was like, okay. So I was getting familiar with what I was looking at. And things started going through my mind. Like, okay, pedophile, I understand. Cannibal, I understand. King of the satanic comedy kingdom. All right, so there is a satanic comedy kingdom. Okay, well, it's Hollywood, so that is not a surprise to me. But I was trying to, you know, make sense of what the Lord was showing me. And then a big red stamp that was about three times the size of the other text with a large frame around it was applied on his face, on the face of Eddie. A big stamp that read judged. So it was applied, judged, like boom. I don't know. You know when there is a verdict and the judge kind of hits that thing? Pop, the verdict has been given. So it was a bit of a moment like that. But this judged big red stamp was applied on the face of Eddie. And that is where the vision ended. And I have seen this stamp before. This is not a new thing for me. The Lord has shown me this stamp many times. And it is always a stamp that appears when someone's judgment has been declared and sealed by the Father. Sometimes it is about people, families, cities, or even countries that the Lord has asked me to intercede for, to pray for. And he shows me this stamp to tell me that it is time to stop praying for them. Or it is about people who he had been telling me that he's watching. And then when the judgment hits and has officially been declared, I will see this stamp appear on this person's face or a picture of them or a scene of them or something like that. So when I woke up from this vision, the Lord began dictating the following words to me in addition to the vision that I had. And this was going to be the prophecy of judgment to Eddie Murphy. He actually made me write down this topic or this title. So this is what the Lord made me write down. Thus says the Lord. Eddie Murphy is one of the most despicable human beings that you can come across. He may well be the devil himself. He's the gatekeeper of comedy in the entire world. This man did what they call baptism to all upcoming comics. Trevor Noah was one of his favorite pieces of meat. Every comic, late night show comic, touring comic, movie comic, all of them have been sodomized by this man. He eats children, their flesh. But before that, He cuts them up, puts them into a pot, and boils them with seasoning, vegetables, and side dishes. He does this to children from birth until 10 years old. That is his favorite meal. This man sleeps with animals. He loves to sodomize animals and to be sodomized by animals, by dogs, by horses, cows. But his favorite are dogs. His favorite drink is human blood. He carries it around. He always has a supply on him. His team knows this and they continue to work for him. He gets his blood from rituals, from blood banks, from murdering people in his home. Even some of his employees have supplied blood to him. He sodomizes people. He must have at least one rape each day. He has slaves for this who service him. He traffics humans and makes a lot of money out of it. He traffics humans for his colleagues in Hollywood, in politics, in business. You think you know how much money this man has, but you wouldn't even imagine if you were told. This man has the kind of money that Jeff Bezos has. And most of his money, he made it through human and organ trafficking. Will Smith wishes he could be him. But he neither has the stomach nor the will to go as far as this man has gone. He's using another tactic that is failing. He thinks he's the Christ, and for that he will be charged. He has sold his entire family, and for that he will be charged. But the judgment of Will Smith, I will give it to you another time. Eddie Murphy is a dog. He's a pig. Research what dogs and pigs do. This is what this man does. He feeds on being able to walk around as a comic, as someone who makes people laugh, knowing very well what his true nature is like. He enjoys it. You all who call him the funniest man alive, you all who worship him as a comic, he mocks you. He enjoys mocking you. And all of this will come to light. I will expose this man. And when I am done with him, he will be erased from history. And what I mean by erased from history is all of his accolades, articles about him, films about him, films that have him in it. They will cleanse the internet of anything that has to do with him. He will die a horrible death. But I will make him suffer before he dies. He will be sick for a long time and his doctors will not be able to identify what his sickness is. I will make every hole in his body leak blood and bodily fluids that science does not even know how to test for. He will lose all of his weight. He will look like an AIDS patient. His cells, his inner cells, will start fighting each other. But when they test for AIDS, it will come out negative. When that time comes, he will hide himself from the public. But I will expose pictures of him. I will make people come out and tell the public what is truly going on behind closed doors. He will suffer the same way he made others suffer. I will make him lose his appetite for food. lose his appetite for blood, lose his appetite for human flesh. He will have an appetite for nothing. He will have to be fed with tubes. But that feeding, his body will not react to it appropriately, so he will keep losing weight and losing weight. At some point, he will look like a walking dead person. But I will not take his life just yet. He will suffer some more. He will lose his entire fortune and he will die a poor man. Sick, hated by the public, and broke. If I were to list all of the minute details of the things that this man does, you would lose your sleep for years. I am saying this man could be the devil himself. Think about that. This is the end of the Lord's words that he has proclaimed against Eddie Murphy as his judgment, his righteous judgment, for he is a just judge. And as the Lord was talking about the cooking of children's flesh, I had a vision. As I was writing it down, I had an open-eyed vision, and I was watching Eddie Murphy putting pieces of a child's body into a pot. He then poured water into it and began adding slices of vegetables like carrots and greens in it. He added salt and tasted to see if the levels of seasoning was good, and then he added some seasoning powder and tasted it again. Human flesh, a child's body, is being cooked like beef in broad daylight. And it was a kind of business as usual manner. And I laid there or sat there. No, I was laying, I was still laying because I was taking these notes down on my electronic device. I laid there and I was in shock. My entire body was in a secondary state. I wanted to vomit at everything I was listening to. But the Lord had warned me when he gave me this call. He told me, you're going to be hearing things that seem very far-fetched. You're going to be hearing things that are hard to believe, things that are obscene. I had already had my share of obscene things throughout my preparation for this. But when I began getting actual prophetic visions to proclaim to the public, not the prophetic visions that I get in private for the people around me or for the world, but doesn't concern the public, doesn't concern this platform where I need to publish it. When I began to receive those prophecies that the Lord was saying, this will go to the fruit factory. He told me, what I am about to start showing you is going to sound crazy. It is going to sound far-fetched. You're going to need to adjust your capacity of intake, of absorption of information. And you're going to have to believe, to trust in me and to believe in everything that I tell you so that you can go and proclaim it. Nothing is too far off for the devil. The things that the devil does, you would not be able to stomach 5% of it if I were to actually tell you everything in detail. So what the Lord is showing us here and revealing to us here is not even the detail. Well, he said in the prophecy, he said, if I were to list all the minute details of the things that this man does, you would lose your sleep for years. And I am glad that he spared us those details, because for me, I want to go to sleep. And I do go to sleep. I sleep like a baby. So I was in this state because the Lord was talking to me. He was very calm. He was not angry. Because sometimes there are prophecies that come and you feel his anger, you feel his fury. Like the prophecy that I published about Justin Bieber, where he said, "I am your avenger," says the Lord to Justin Bieber. The Lord was extremely angry when he delivered that prophecy. And depending on what emotion he's going through or what state he is in when he gives you that prophecy, you are bound to feel that upon you as you receive the prophecy. Or he will put you in a dream, in a vision that has a certain atmosphere. There is a theme around it that is linked to the prophecy that you are supposed to write. And you receive it in that raw form. So I was receiving all the disgust that the Lord felt at this man. But he was not angry. He was very resolved, very calm. The entire process of receiving this prophecy was troubling. At some point I could not even keep writing what the Lord was dictating to me because of how much my body was just, it's like every cell in my body wanted to vomit. That's the best way that I can explain how it felt. So, the level of, you heard the prophecy, so you can only imagine. It is shocking, but this is the truth. And the Lord said that it will all come to light. I don't know how he's going to bring it to light, but he's going to bring it to light. He said that he's going to bring people from behind the scenes who will start revealing things. So get ready to get the reality TV of Eddie Murphy. The podcast episodes and the Instagram lives and the YouTube videos and the exclusive interviews, all of that is coming. And with the way that things are going now with these celebrities, that the skeletons are beginning to be dug out. Is this surprising? It is not. Those skeletons will be dug out completely and will be exposed. They will be. Every word that the Lord says will happen, will happen. He doesn't send forth his word to sit and just look at you. Everything he says is intentional. Everything he does is intentional. So if he's saying these things and he's saying, "I will expose this man," and he proclaims the sentence, the sicknesses, how this man will die, that is exactly how it is going to happen. And then the Lord gave me the following scripture for this prophecy. Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30. It is written, Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed hairs, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servant came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will let the harvesters first collect the weeds and tie them in a bundle to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn." Then the Lord Jesus later explained what this parable meant to his disciples. And he did so in Matthew 13, verses 36 to 43. It is written, "Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "Those who sowed the good seed is the son, sorry, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear." Amen. I do hope that today, amongst the people listening today, listening to this, there are some who will have ears. Because the time for separation between the wheat and the weed is here. The time of harvest is here. I told you this when I began this recording. This is what this ministry is about. You know, when you create social media channels or podcast channels, they ask you to give a little word, like a sentence or two sentences about what your podcast is about. And when they did that, I first wrote down a statement that was talking about this is the place where Jesus Christ develops his fruit and so forth. And then when I was about to publish the podcast, the Lord made me alter it. And he made me write this down, what I read to you in the beginning of this recording and what I will read to you at the end. He said, "A call to true Israel and the end times church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet. Only the fruitful will make it." So that time is now. The weeds are being rooted out. And Mr. Eddie Murphy is a weed. His judgment has been declared. It has been proclaimed. It is sealed. That wheat has been plucked out. And more such weeds are going to be plucked out and out and out. And on this place, those judgments will be proclaimed. I have proclaimed the warning to Lovie Elias. If he doesn't want to listen to it, that will be on him. I've done my work as a watchman. I have warned. I have prayed, interceded. Whatever happens next is none of my business any longer. I have sent warnings here. Just today, I published a warning against Denzel Washington and 12 of his colleagues. I am just here to be the mouthpiece of the Lord. And I do hope that this scripture, that such a sentence on a man is going to wake us up about the time that we are living in. Such evil exists in this world. And Eddie Murphy is not even the worst of it. He's not the worst. There is much worse than this, living our life in this world today. That is why the world has become such a dark place. And it's only going to get worse than this. The amount of people who are about to start dying, you have no idea what is up ahead. And the Lord is preparing us for that. The time of harvest is here. People will die. Those people who have not been doing anything with their lives will die. Those Christians who've been going to church once a year, two times a year, and they call themselves Christians, they do not know where their Bible is. If you ask them, open to the book of Matthew, they do not know where it is located. If you ask them, do you know one scripture out of the Bible? They will say, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. The time for that is over. It is done. And Israel, true Israel, who is out there worshipping idols, worshipping ancestors, practicing witchcraft, patting themselves on the back because they kill each other, practicing harlotry, obsessed with sex, obsessed with porn, obsessed with appearances, with how things look with optics, obsessed with I was at the latest, this or that, obsessed with the world, obsessed with artists, obsessed with sportsmen, obsessed with singers and dancers and actors, obsessed with watching what these people do and worshipping it, obsessed with themselves. The time for this is done. There is no time for this. This is the last hour. If you're not setting, if you're not packing up, if you're not clearing shop right now, you will be swallowed up by what is to come, what has already begun. Look at the things that people are doing in this on this earth. Just hear what the Lord is saying that this man, Eddie Murphy, does. And imagine what his colleagues do. These people that you look up to. Eddie Murphy has received his sentence according to his deed, as the Lord has declared, so it shall be. May you not get pulled up with him. May you not end up in the blazing fire where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May you not be found among those who cause sin, who do evil and support evil. May you not be found among those people that were planted by Satan. Some of you are demonic agents in people's lives. You curse your children with your own tongue. You curse yourself with your own tongue. You spend all day berating people and you think that you will have an audience with God. You think you will go to heaven. You think because you are black excellence, black power. I'm talking to Judah. I'm talking to Israel, true Israel, black excellence, black power. I will talk to Judah. Why? Because Judah is the firstborn. Judah received that blessing, not because he was actually the first who was pushed out of the womb, but it was a blessing that Jacob gave to Judah. And God gives the firstborns a double portion and expects a double portion back. We will be judged more harshly than the other tribes, because we are supposed to be the blueprint. Not your blueprints that you talk about in your racist rallies that you call black empowerment. Not that blueprint. Not the blueprint you type on social media. We are the blueprint. They love us. They hate us because we are better than them. These doctrines of hate and bitterness brewing in this tribe. It's got to stop. No one who has bitterness in his heart can even approach God in prayer. You're not even qualified to pray to God if you are bitter. Do you know that? Do you know that Jesus says, if you're about to bring a sacrifice and you remember that There is something that you have against your brother or that your brother has against you. Put down the sacrifice and go and solve the issue with your brother. And then you come and then you bring it. So if you have something in your heart against someone, anything, your prayers are not getting heard. They are not even getting heard. Let me not even talk about answered. They are not even getting heard. So how is a people who is plagued by bitterness of the past, plagued by comparison and jealousy and envy, plagued by pain, wounding? You have not brought your wounds to Jesus Christ for him to cleanse you of that wound, for him to mend you back together, for him to take your broken heart, your broken spirit and mend it back and make you whole again so that you will not live in darkness. Why is all of this violence in all of our communities? I'm not only talking about the United States. There is violence everywhere. There is poverty everywhere. There is abortion. Why? The Lord has, at this time that I speak to you, the Lord has already lifted the curse off of us. We have paid the due for the sin that we made against God. As it is, it has been detailed in Deuteronomy 28. That debt against God has been paid. God is over that. Now he's saying, come, my people, return to me. You should go to thefruitfactory.co. You go under proclamations and you will see the proclamation of God to true Israel. And you read that proclamation. That is what the proclamation, that is what the Lord has been telling us. This is what he wants you to know. He wants you to know that the time for reconciliation is here. But you are not qualified to be reconciled to him. You are bitter. How are you even going to say anything to him if you're bitter? You're not even admitted on the line of those who have prayers to submit. You look at people's lives and you envy it. You are not qualified even just to send a prayer. Let me not talk about anything else. Just submitting a prayer request, you are not qualified. You are robbing yourself of your own blessing. Now is the time for repentance. Now is the time to go before the Lord and say, Father, I've been messing my life up. I've been following these people who lie to me on social media. I've been exalting them above what you ask of me. I've not even bothered to read your word. I've not even bothered to repent. I've not even bothered to sit and think about where is my relationship with God. When was the last time you asked yourself, where is my relationship with God right now? Have you ever asked yourself that? Let's not even get into where that's too complex. Have you ever asked yourself that? Where is my relationship with the Lord? Am I honoring my Father? When you are about to take a decision, do you ask yourself, would this honor the Father? When you wake up in the morning, do you submit yourself to God and say, Father, may this day give glory to you? When you're about to go to work, do you say, Father, use me in this workplace today, in whatever way you see fit? That is what Israel is supposed to do. That is what the church is supposed to do. We submit to him. We work for him, not the other way around. God does not owe you a thing. He's God. You know, he could have just abandoned us a while ago with all of our harlotry, our disrespect, our arrogance, and all of the foolishness that comes out of our mouths. But here he is still calling to us. saying, come to me, my people, come, turn to me, repent and turn to me. Come to me in a humble heart and I will surely hear you. And what are we doing? We are going to beehive concerts to get demonically possessed. That is what we're doing. So, if you've ever appreciated this person, Eddie Murphy, in any way, you better repent. Repent to the Lord for having supported a criminal. For having supported someone who is full of a level of wickedness that I have rarely heard about in my life, despite the many things that the Lord has shown me in my walk with him. Go before the Lord in humility and tell him that you did not know, but now you do know, because he has revealed it to you through this prophetic word, and that you repent for having financed and supported the wickedness of this man by purchasing the movie tickets, the show tickets, the comic show tickets, the social media clicks that you've been clicking, the DVD purchases that you've been making, all the things that you've been doing to support this man, his work and his lifestyle. You have to repent about that. Repent for ever having called this man a king of comedy, the greatest of all time of anything, the star of anything. These are things that exalt man above God. It is idolatry. Repentance is necessary. There is only one king and there is only one greatest, and he is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, our Lord, our Master, our Savior. So to all reading or listening to this prophecy, you must know that the act of ignoring, tolerating, or defending evil and evildoers is a sin, and that sin will yield you the exact same sentence that was given to that person that you're trying to defend. Won't believe me? Go check your Bible. So repent and separate yourselves while you still have the opportunity to. Because your verdict may be next. And if you do not repent before that, then it would be too late. So thank you for listening today to this prophecy. I do hope that it has been helpful to you. And that is you're not going to just go back to scrolling. Go and listen to the next podcast. Go and click on the next picture. Double click on the next picture to like. Go and watch the next video and just act as if you haven't just heard one of the most terrible things that someone can do. Sit with it and think about it and go to God and ask him, Father, first of all, repent. Second of all, ask him, what should I do to get away from such people? Because there will be more and more of such people. So when this is being practiced in our society and it is legalized, what are you going to do? Pedophilia will be legalized. Bestiality will be legalized. All of these unbelievably wicked things will be legalized. And then Christianity will be outlawed. Yes, being a Christian will be a crime. And when that time comes, will you be able to claim Jesus, even if they put you in prison? And then it will rise to a point where being a Christian will be punishable by death. Will you be able to say, yep, he's still my God? Or will you say, you know what? It was not that deep. It was not that deep. I know I used to go and I used to do these things, but it wasn't that deep, you know. What are you going to say? You make that choice now. When that time comes, it will be too late. It is now that you make that choice. And then you prepare yourself for when the time comes. And that time is surely coming. Surely. So, do check out the website and read the resources that we have there. And before we go, before I close, I will say again that this ministry is a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. I am Elvira. I am the Lord's worker and his servant for this work, the Fruit Factory. And it was a pleasure to read this prophecy out to you. I send you the Lord's blessings, his peace, and until next time.